Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 186 and it's London Bridge is Falling Down. It's the part two of the London shows.
This is Radio Clash.
Nah, I think something more like this.
A cool profile down Labyrinth Grove won't make it no more. You could wake up in a doorway. London's brilliant when it's raining. Everybody's moaning and complaining. London's dismal and divine. And I know one day it's gonna be. Mine eyes have seen the gory faces of those bitter men and their body talk. And that's not all. Every night before I close my eyes, I say a prayer to my desires. Hung up on a poster on the wall. Don't let me grow up to fit a fool if I must grow up at all. Silly, but he couldn't raise a spark in the dark and Hyde Park. With a bite and a bark, he tried to make his mark. Now he's getting fucked silly somewhere in Piccadilly. He said, I could be a little madam in Mayfair, but I'd rather wake up in a doorway somewhere. Cause in the long run, I'll probably be someone. London's brilliant when it's raining. Everybody's moaning and complaining. London's dismal and divine. And I know one day it's gonna be mine. One day, it's gonna be mine. One day. London's brilliant.
Hello. Welcome to Radio Clash 186. Yes, this London Bridge is Falling Down. This is called Big Ben Blues, but it sounds very happy for blues, doesn't it? Sounds more like strolling down the street, Pulp Fiction style. Sorry, I'm chair dancing to a really cheesy song by Liam Muller. Sorry. That's actually from a London Nobody Knows, which is not a blog. It was a posting, I think, on WFMU, which is where I got the London Town from. The Rolf Harris. That's a very strange, cheesy ship. So, yes, second part of the London shows. I hope you're all well. This is Tim from London. Yes, London. Why did I sound Australian when I said that? London. It's obviously all those Australians, New Zealanders all ribbing off on me. Not in a good way. But yes, so this is the second show, and it's more of a, despite the rather cheery bed music, it's more downbeat. See, yes, we started there with a bit of a terrible bit of another song from the that London Never Knows, which is Swinging London by George Mingle. It's the Mingle Swingers, George Mitchell Singers. Yes, and that's just horrible. So, of course, then I had to throw in Wendy James, London's Brilliant, which, as someone, I think it was Bob Levingred, described as cheesy. I wouldn't disagree. She didn't have really a great solo career, but, I mean, having a song written specially by Elvis Costello, it's brilliant, and it is a rewrite of Capital Radio. Basically, that chord, if you thought those chords sound familiar, that is Capital Radio, which is a song I would have played, except I've played it and various versions of it 5 million times before, so I'm not going to play it again. So this is more of a downbeat, hence the London Bridge is falling down. It was going to be, what was it going to be called? It was going to be called something else, I've forgotten. I don't know. Bright Lights, Big City was the other subtitle, but I didn't really like it because it brought up bad memories of Michael J. Fox. So anyway, yes, no compilation would be fair without having some Blur in it. They're an Essex group, obviously from but they made their name in London. This is London Loves.
Just don't stand a chance. process of the one-day travel card, I find travelling around in London very unpleasant these days. It takes far longer than it used to. Too many people. General standard of behaviour on buses and tubes has gone down the tube. Inevitably, you think things have got worse. But I still do love London, and some days I just get that really London feeling again and realise why I do like it. I love rain. I really love rain. If we haven't had rain for a while, I just get very edgy and long for it to rain.
Thy kingdom come, thy Wimbledon, in earth as it is in England. Give us this day our Berkhamsted, and forgive us our Westminster, as we forgive those who Westminster against us. For thine is the kingdom, the pearly and the crawly, for Ivor and Ivor, crouch it.
Morning rush hour is starting now, and London's familiar red double-decker buses are in evidence everywhere.
We'll be right back. this bloke who thinks he's handy, selling herbs and homemade brandy. He comes all the way from Wembley down the Harrow Road. You see over the cemetery wall, from the bridge about to fall. Though they've been working overnight, they'll never finish it all. So many stories being told down Harrow Road. Since you were young until you're old down Harrow Road. Smoke at Royal Oak. It was raining down on me. I was getting soaked and it's no joke, trying to finish my LP. So many stories being told down Harrow Road. Since you were young until you're old down Harrow Road.
This is The Grimwick Affair by Denis Bavel. I was deafening you with. Hope my poor little mini disc survived. And of course, those new vocals in this, it's about the Grimwick union strike up in, I think, I'd have to check, but I think was somewhere, actually not too far from the Harrow Road. I think it was northwest London. It was Willesden Greenway. And that was quite an important strike against sort of certainly in the Asian community for representation. I think it was something like a bulb. I think it was some sort of bulb factory or something, I think, if I remember correctly. But yeah, the Grimwick dispute, 1776 to 1979, Willesden, I was right, Willesden, yeah. And that was a very long strike, but it was a very, very important one for various reasons, and heavily involved with the social work part. So I keep getting in the ear about the Grimwick strike, how important it was. But yes, what did they make? Yeah, it's about Asian workforce. Blah 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 blah. Yeah, and the guy refused to acknowledge his strike. Acknowledged the union that they formed and sacked them all, and so they went on strike for several years, and I think they won in the end. I can't remember what the actual Grimwick made. Oh, film. Oh, I thought it was bulbs. Yeah, film. It was film processing. Yeah, and it was Cricklewood away, Wilson. So anyway, but yeah, very important. And so Denis Bavel did a sort of a song about that, and there were no vocals, and you'll hear probably more sort of conscious reggae later on. But before that, not exactly sort of stranger to conscious reggae was Big Audio Dynamite, Harrow Road. It's not really a negative song, really. Well, I mean, like, this song is not really a negative song, although it's about an event that was not necessarily positive, and the kind of touristy stuff we sort of got rid of, that's true. But yes, I don't know, it's sort of more real, definitely more real. And obviously the ghost of Joe Strummer hangs over this show terribly. Oh, no, as you know, wonderfully. Then before that, Ian Dury with a bit of the bus driver's prayer. Sorry for the recording of that. I couldn't find a better recording. Then before that was Mike Proctor with Mr. Commuter. I have to say, of course, like the last show, this is very indebted to the London Nobody Sings blog, and those last two choices and the one before, and the one that stars with it, actually, are all kind of inspired by directly inspired by, or I think actually those are all ones I didn't know about. And the London Nobody Sings blog, which is still going, still wonderful, is is still posting up new tracks, and is highly recommended. And that's londonnobodysings.blogspot.com, I think is the URL, and is very good. And then before that was Moving to the City. Oh no, a little bit of Sheena McKay from the London Conversations, that's an Etienne film, about how she hates buses. I'd agree with her. I really hate buses. Especially tube. It's been stressing me out recently. I've been, been not a happy bunny because I've been having to survive the Metropolitan line because I'm working in Old Street, which is East London, Hoxton Way. Actually, I was working off Hoxton Square. I'm now working in the centre again, and phew, is it good to actually not actually have to travel on the Metropolitan line and all be busy. So that little section was a big sort of middle finger fuck you to London Underground. Especially Mr. Commuter, that reminds me. I've listened to that actually on the Southwest trains going to John, who lives outside of London, sort of to the south. I can't remember if I mentioned it before. I don't know if I should mention places and stuff where we live. Who knows? I probably have, but I'm feeling shy. But yes, certainly I've those sort of usual suits and the laptops, and they always get the laptop out and put it on top of their briefcase and then spread their legs out, and it's like, what having a stupid toy makes you gives you a priority for more space. Ditto people with rucksacks that don't take them off and put them at their feet, as I do, or any bit larger bags or any handbags. And people who have put makeup on or actually eat. There's always women eating large things of salad. Obviously, a strange belief that, if you scoff down loads of salad on the way, it doesn't count. I'm used for it. Yes, and then before that was Moving to the City, Bitter Springs. I have to say, Bitter Springs is a very, very good title for their band because it's so evil and bitter. Wonderful song. Then Gene to the City from Olympian. I love that album. I was a massive Gene fan back in the day. I still am. It hasn't changed, but obviously they are no more. They broke up in 2004, I think. I think it's later than that. I'm not going to go and run off and check it, but check it, yo. I can't remember, but I think it was mid to late 2000s. But yeah, it's sad because they did lots of. I remember when was it 97? They did 97, 98. Yeah, 98. They did the album which is criticizing New Labour for not being socialist, and everyone was like, you're just it should go with the program. Yes, we can. All that bullshit, and. Proven right rather much. And then before that was, of course, Blair with London Loves and the Park Life. If someone said to me, what's the epitome? Yeah, I'll probably look at them funny using a big word like that. What's the epitome of a London album, as in an album that I would need to say Foxface Beta, or Foxface Alpha, or Foxface Beta for preference, Rice and Etienne. Park Life, which is that's from, and Different Class by Bulb. I mean, those are. Those say London to me, although obviously they're all of a certain period, so other people would associate other albums. But for me, those are the London albums for me. I think that's pretty much it. I think Blur tends to have quite a heavy London influence in their work, as does Pulp. Only of a certain type, obviously, because Pulp was more of a Sheffield influence when they're in Sheffield. They sort of shifted, which is quite unusual. because they were very strongly Sheffield. So, we're now going to play, another a band, I think, I have to try and remember, but I think they are from, of all places, I think they're from Watford. Is it XTC? Are they from Watford? Something like that. I know they're, I think they're a London group. Oh, Swindon. Obviously, so this is still following, well, I haven't actually put it as a theme. The outsider thing, really. Although, as I say, I've been playing a lot of songs from insiders, as in people from London. Wendy James is from London, I think. Elvis Costello, nearby. I don't think he is from London itself, central. It's Gene are from London. They're from Islington. And Bid Springs, I don't know. Setting, definitely from London. And Environs, Mike Proctor, I got to know nothing about him. Big Audio Dynamite, yeah, definitely from London, born and bred. All of them, I think. I don't know where Don Letts was, but certainly Mick Jones was. Unlike Joe Strummer, who was born in, where was he born? Somewhere in Africa. He was born in, was it Tangier or something like that? You see, I'm a mine of information. I'm going to blow up any minute and probably give you loads of bad information. So anyway, this is Towers of London by XTC, which you should listen to the lyrics closely, because it's not as upbeat as you think.
Okay. Let's play that number three.
think so. I come back here now with a sense of like desperation, the love of what it was, which I didn't understand at the time.
Yeah.
This is what gave me a sense of community, balance and value, which is why I don't lie, cheat and steal to my people.
Yeah. Right.
Right? Which is why I'm not like the upper classes of Britain, who are liars, cheats and frauds. I think we've learned that.
Yeah.
Through the episodes.
So, yeah, exactly. So, although this is really part of London, this was a community living in itself with its own shops, yeah, its own pubs.
Yeah,
so
almost a village-like sensibility.
Yeah.
That you will get this all over London. Let's get across the street real quick. We are all sorts around here.
Did you have this multicultural aspect at the time?
Finsbury Park has always been multicultural. I mean, my background is Irish, right? But I'm an immigrant myself, yeah, but I stand under the Union Jack, and everybody around here does. It's what connects us. All right. You see what I mean? The bus drivers, the workers, right? I've never done these people wrong, and they've never done me any wrong. Oi, that'll be £2.50.
In April 1981, down in the ghetto of Brixton, that the Babylon them cause such a friction, that it bring about a great insurrection, and it spread all over the nation. It was truly an historical occasion. It was the end of the year, and I wish I had been there when we run riot all over Brixton, when we mash up in the police van, when we mash up the wicked one plan, when we mash up this one beauty one. See what? They make the rule of them understand that we not take no more of them oppression. And when me check out they get a grapevine, they find out all I could have find. Every rebel just a rebel in them story. Them a talk about the power and the glory. Them a talk about the burning and the looting. Them a talk about the smashing and the grabbing. Them a tell me about the vanquish and the victory. Them said the Babylon them went too far. So what we had was fi bun to care. And one and two innocent getting mar. But one, no saw it go some time in a war. In the star, no saw it go some time in a war. Them say we burn down the judge, we put up on the landlord. We burn down the judge, we never burn the landlord. When we run riot all over Brixton, when we mash up plenty police band, when we mash up the wicked one plan, when we mash up this 181. Them say we commandeer car and we gather ammunition. We build we barricade and the wicked catch a freight. We send out, we scout, we go find them whereabouts. Then we farm up, we posse and we make we raid. Now them run gang up and counter action, but the plastic bullet and the water cannon will bring a blam blam. We'll bring a blam blam. Never mind scar man. We'll bring a blam blam. It was in April 1981.
Here we go, here we go, here we go! still in your area. And I mean, it's getting scarier. The real estate, real estate, real estate, real estate. Follow the ride. I'm in the house like a squatter. My gate's in New Cross, home of the original muggers. Psychopathic nutters and plain clothes undercovers. Crazy train spotters with grass cutters and choppers. Eating sets for supper. My premises is like the nemesis at Alton Towers, where chickens and cowards only get blood baths for showers. Dress devour, banana punks by the hour. Sweet or shower, it's about respect, money and power. I live in SEA, on the rundown estate, with the highest unemployment rate and crime rate. My mind state reflects my manner. Spaghetti or grandma, I used to wrap a black hammer in my black bandana. And on my estate I see love and hatred. You never know who's your brethren and who ain't your matron. This is the reason that I trust no one, white or black. Break in my flat and get your neck snapped while you're out grafting for all your hard earned pounds sterling and dollar bills. Man's drumming your yard for your valuables, your valley shoes, down to the bottle of Malibu in your cupboard. Burglars will leave you buggered for your chicken nuggets. Daylight robbery means exactly that. I've seen off man getting taxed and drapes for the peeps, no escape. My estate is like Planet of the Apes, where puffer jackets with hoods replace the black capes. It's like that, it's like when you're living in the area.
It's like this,
when you're living in the area.
It's like that, it's like
when you're living in the area. On the real estate.
It's like that,
when you're living in the area.
It's like this,
when you're living in the area.
It's like that,
when you're living in the area. On the real estate. My environment contains scenes of graphic violence. Single parental guidance means more sirens. Joyriding with no provisional license. Least cars capsizing and more moments of silence. It's hell where I dwell. It ain't hard to smell. Some use even sell drugs outside my doorbell. Welcome to the real estate where everything is lethal. People looking medieval, peeping from curtains to see you. Illegal transactions, making money, no taxing. Income support, can't afford food for thought. How could they expect to do checks to stretch for 2 weeks? Telling people to job seek, I tell them kiss my butt cheeks. Most sprays around my way won't even stay in school. The driver be in a cafe, burning and playing pool. Displaying tools, disobeying rules and death. Making moves, bobbing and weaving, robbing and thieving jewels. It's like that,
when you're living in the area.
It's like this,
when you're living in the area.
It's like that,
when you're living in the area.
On the real estate.
It's like that,
when you're living in the area.
It's like that,
when you're living in the area.
It's like that,
when you're living in the area. On the real estate. Now some rest in peace, or let peace rest in you. But it's all about survival when you're living in the zoo. On the streets of Southeast, reside with the beast, roam with creeps. Praying on defenses, so with peace, I walk around with a frown. I've got no time to be bound. And if you get tied down, it could leave you with tears of a clown. Pound for pound, I hold my own against the odds. Average bus, shoot drugs, but that's just only for months. Amphetamines lit in my steak, it's split, lit in my lips. Bloody needles and shit, in a pool of piss. This is the present state of most estates, me. And it's unpleasant, sounds depressing. Shh, listen what I'm stressing. I'll take you on a guided tour south of the border, home of the poorer, drug scorer, hole in the poorer. Irrational, ignorant fools with nothing to lose. Ghetto bastards get plastered, mixing whiskey with brews. It's like that,
when you're living in the area.
It's like this,
when you're living in the area.
It's like that,
when you're living in the area.
On the real estate.
It's like that,
when you're living in the area.
It's like that,
when you're living in the area.
It's like that,
when you're living in the area. On the real estate. Yeah, yeah. Stockley Park Estate, Stonebridge, Broadwater Farm, Baskerville Residence.
Ahead of the population in this system, going about my business daily. Nothing to release them in the top down, they're trying to provoke me. And Demon D, trying to cause an outrage. Demon Boy Crew, you never knew we'd pass that stage.
You must have things out to eat up, boy, them y'all did, you know.
All around the world, people call them policemen, but in Tottenham, we call them beastmen. Why? Cause we don't have no respect. The police force that we never respected the black community. They uphold the law when it means raiding, arresting, spot checking. But when a black person's got one kind of problem or another, the police don't bother.
father in Broadwater Farm. Pressure was building, so in 1985 a policeman was killed in the Tottenham riots. So I have to mention that on the black youth, the police were putting on too much tension. Me as a youth, me witness this. Me sight the youth, them on the street, them I get distressed. Them say if you kick a dog, then it will bite back, and we'll fight back. The black community ain't afraid, but they played with our pride. And on street, you got rapists, enough coke dealers, now cracks the latest. Man them on the street, who are killing friend. Why don't you leave the black squad and look for them?
My goatee looking pretty neat, came out the bank, needed some cash, pocket was lagging. Get some dodge, then boy, start bragging. Walk a little further to the jewelry shop, fix up my tapari, I said the tame rock. Fling on my chaps, cause yes, I'm just broad.
These are chaps real.
Why do you think I'm a fraud? Then we start laugh, cause the friends touch me. Laugh a bit loud and then they bust me belly. Stop on the laugh, we come to meet the next bar. Tria, we are walk, and then we walk up on the car. It's the CID, man, chuck it like Rambo. Me just cool, and my spot just mellow. The rush out of the car, and then they bust on my lips. Open up my jacket, then they put on my tips.
Criticize me, boy, what we got today?
Me a low-body sitter, so your wages me a pay. You are stuck me, cause the way I live a hat. Skin color black, yes, that's a bar fact. Stereotype me, stereotype is me pussy. We have time search of upside, my bad wife pussy. So you are search me and interrogate me. Have my prophecy, still my integrity. A man is innocent until proven guilty. So when I'm on the streets, I expect to be free.
British Museum. British Museum. British Museum. British Museum. British Museum. British Museum. A blue seated keeper's uniform fits a silent ruckman relaxed at the light corridor's end by a corner. He is a wall and a floor, unseen. Ask a question, he blows into size, shrinks as you go. His ugly, friendly noise threads the corridor, looking for a house to knock at.
Everywhere you go, it's the talk of the day. Everywhere you go, you hear people say that the special patrol, them a murderer. Murderer, we can't make them get no further. The SPG, them a murderer. Murderer, we can't make them get no further. Call them kill Blair Peach, the teacher. Them kill Blair Peach, the dirty bleeders. Blair Peach was an ordinary man. Blair Peach, he took a simple stand against the fascists and them wicked plan. So them beat him till them life was done. And everywhere you go, it's the talk of the day. Everywhere you go, you hear people say that the special patrol, them a murderer. Murderer, we can't make them get no further. The SPG, them a murderer. Murderer, we can't make them get no further. Them kill Blair Peach, the teacher. Them kill Blair Peach, the dirty bleeders. Blair Peach was not an Englishman. Him come from New Zealand. Now them kill him and him dead and gone, but his memory lingers on. Oi people of England, great injustices are committed upon this land. How long will you permit them to carry on? Is England becoming a fascist state? The answer lies at your own gate, and in the answer lies your fate.
Reggae for Peach by Linton Kwesi Johnson, and you're hearing a bit of Boreal South London Boroughs, which a lot of that seemed to come from. That was a South London. That was a, yeah, we were giving props to the South London massive, be it as it may, because obviously Reggae for Peach, well, that was about East London actually, but the ones before were about Brixton and as well as various other places north. Yes, we're giving north about south, east and west props in this show. Reggae for Peach, that's about Blair Peach, who was a New Zealander, it was actually white, who was died during an anti-racism demonstration and was killed, not even so allegedly, it was killed by the special patrol group, apparently beaten to death with a rubber radio. So and it was they were protested against a British National Front meeting, and still of course celebrate about to this day. You mentioned the name Blair Peach and people will know what you talk about. So it's had a sort of a bit like Stephen Lawrence, it's had a sort of effect throughout the years, long time ago, but as I've found, the armed forces and the police are not necessarily on the side of, well, we know they're not side of the angels, but sometimes they're more closer to the BNP than and the right wing than they claim. Then before that was British Museum. Yeah, probably the only time you probably heard British Museum, but I've got it mixed into the Demon Boys, and you heard it on this show. I don't know. I wanted to include that, and the whole description of the sort of basically the impotent man in a suit seemed to the what we call the gallery stars. And I've had a run in with a guy in the British Museum actually. Yeah, sort of. You give a man or a woman a uniform, and they just have a power, but get power crazy, as we know from the PCSOs, otherwise known as the fake bacon. The not even special police officers. There are, which is not special patrol group. Special patrol group was a specific group for I think it was for riots and sort of anti-terrorism insurgents and stuff like that. Very, very similar in sounding, although I don't think they carried guns. Although I think they carried a lot of truncheons and various other things, but yeah, they had some special weapons. But they're not like the CO12 or the ones SO12 with the guns. But yes, they might have guns, but certainly they were supposed to be anti-terrorism, anti-protest group. They got disbanded after that, I think, or shortly after. But the disbanded in quotes. I get turned to something else. But yeah, so before that was Demon Boys, Law Abiding Citizen, which name checks the Broadwater Farm riots of 1985, which resulted in the death of Keith Blakelock. But it's interesting they didn't learn the lessons of the one I started it with, and it was also mentioned I'm trying to remember which one mentioned what. I don't know if Black Twang, I think, mentioned the Brixton or the Broadwater riots in Real Estate, which was from his Detwick, unreleased Detwick Southeast. That goes out to Ian Fondue. And then before that was The Great Insurrection by, again, Wideland and Quatie Johnson, which is about the Brixton riots of 1981. Now, the interesting thing about the riots, and I mean, this is, again, heavily influenced by the London Nobody Sings, because they were mentioning them, but I was like, yeah, I really have to mention this kind of thing in the show, is that they were partly, well, they were created by the police using stop and search, what's known as sus laws, which were, I think it's got the very strange name I was reading on here, of, was it Operation, is it Swamp 81? It sounds like a really bad, it actually sounds like a really bad Oi Scar group, doesn't it? It sounds like an Oi sort of skinhead group, Operation Swamp 81. Yeah, it's a rare 7-inch single on white vinyl. And so the thing was, is that they were stopping and searching, basically pretty much, black youth. And it caused so much hassle in the community that in 81, I think it kicked off the 81 riots. 85 riots was to do with death in custody, or death of Jacinta Jarrett, where they sort of, the mother of the person they were interested in, and she died in very strange circumstances when they were, I think, from what I remember. Although it doesn't say it on the Wikipedia, or maybe it does, but I haven't read the file. But what I remember, I think it was something to do with the fact that they had her in, she had a go at them, and I think they had her in a headlock or something like that, and she suffocated. But so it wasn't good, and that caused massive riots as well. In Broadwater Farms in Tottenham, and so every time I go to Broadwater Farm, I think riots. I mean, Brixton is a funny one. And actually, there was a riot just before that from Brixton, so that's why I always associate these 81, 1985, and then of course there was the St Paul's riots in Bristol about 1980, which is about something else, but similar issues. Because the reason why I talk about this now is, of course, they were all about, a lot of the flashpoint was stop and search. I mean, basically they'd had this operation to basically criminalise the youth. You know, and obviously the black youth being, in quotes, the root of all evil, that they basically said, oh, well, we're just going to target the ones that are troublemakers. Now, they stopped that, I think, after 81. But interestingly, I'm not saying it's the same, because certainly I think they've shifted communities, and is also they've moved on. It's interesting to think about the sus laws and relate it to Section 44, which is happening now, which an inordinate amount of Asian, Arabic-looking, and Muslims are being holed up on. I can't but not make parallels between those two. And of course, it's similarly a flashpoint. In a very small way, I used to have that when I was flying. Profiling they were using, which they admitted several years later, I used to bitch about. Which I'd say, oh, I have got a beard. I used to rant about on this very show, and they admitted to it a couple of years ago, I think, three or four years ago, and because they then stopped it. It was about the sus laws. They stopped it as soon as there was an inquiry in it. They actually stopped it, but it always comes back. I mean, obviously, it was backed by the sort of the inordinate force, and stop and search was backed by, I think, by 85, and so it was back to the riots again. Certainly at the moment, I think they're overstepping their mark in sort of deleting people's... What's that? Taking... Sort of arresting people for taking pictures of Christmas decorations and a chip shop, and taking pictures for an art degree. Because she had a nose ring and she was Italian, thinking, oh, anarchist. It just, you know, as you're doing a forceful arrest and all that sort of stuff. So it's just getting a little bit... Not just a little bit, very bit crazy, and... I note the Reggie for Peach LKJ was talking about England being a fascist state. Now, arguably, I wouldn't say it's necessarily happened, but certainly we sort of vacillate between points in history where certainly the Metropolitan, who are probably one of the worst, think they are a fascist police in certain communities, and then sort of reparations happen and they move towards, you know, being, you know, sort of being professional, and like you get G20 inquiries and then it pings back again. And I'm not totally sure which one we're in at the moment, but certainly it's made me not want to go out and take pictures or anything. I mean, I know it's not the same as sort of stepping out your front door and every time you get swooped on, if, you know, if I was a black youth in the 1980s or a Muslim today, but certainly it's not a, you know, it's yeah, it's not the same, but it's certainly it's something to think about. It's the fact that you that this is sort of this paranoia between certain communities. I'm rambling. Well, anyway, this show's got way too long, so I decided to actually split it into three shows, because it ended up like 2.5 hours, and that was too long for a show. So I'm going to play a few songs, and then finish him, and then finish it right there, and then there'll be another show. So, yes, three shows for the price of two. So I'm going to play a what are we going to play? We're going to play. Oh yes, we're going to move. Yeah, we were doing sort of quite heavy stuff, and I thought I'd play a sort of a lighter tune, although still kind of political. And what we're talking about, well, Stop and Search, because Smiley Culture did a song called Police Officer, which was a humorous look at being stopped and searched quite regularly. And this is actually the song that was before that, the song which actually launched Saxon's, the sound system and the producers as Fashion, the label's called Fashion, I think, but the Saxon sort of sound in 1984. This is, but it also was a kind of a quite big kind of quite a big hop hit actually. It's got video and it's quite funny. This is a Cockney translation.
11 10 9 8 7 6 5 4 3 2 1 It's I, Smiley Culture, with the mic in my hand. Me come to teach you right, Anna. Not the wrong in the Cockney translation. Cockney's not a language, it is only a slang, and was originated, yeah, so in England. The first place it was used was over East London. It was respect for the different style pronunciation, but it wasn't really used by any and any man. This is strictly con man, also the villain, but you may pull up of lyrics and education. Right, you know you ever get a little translation. Cockney have names like Terry Arthur and Del Boy. We have names like Winston, Lloyd and Leroy. We ball out, yo, while Cockney say, oi. We Cockney call a Jack, we call a Blue Boy. Say Cockney have mates while we have spar. Say Cockney live in a drum while we live in a yard. Say we get nyam while Cockney get captured. Say Cockney say, Gavna, we say big boat, yeah. In all the Cockney translation, in all the Cockney translation. Well, watch a man, the translation of Cockney to understand is easier. So long as you don't deaf and you listen me keenly, you should pick it up like a you to find some money. Go tell it to your friends, also your family. No matter if a English or a yardie, cause you never know when they might buck up a Cockney. Remember one, them and them down easy. Them no fire slingshot and me say strictly double B. Them run protection rockets and control of CID. Say Cockney fire shoot, ah, we bus gonna. Say Cockney say tea leaf, we just a sticks man. You know them have wedge while we have corn. Say Cockney say big first man son, we just a guan. Say Cockney say grass, we say old farmer man. When them talk about iron, them really mean bottom man. Rupin and chopper rich and me say Cockney call Tama. Say Cockney say out bill, we say dirty Babylon. In a the Cockney translation, in a the Cockney translation. Well watch a man, slam bama, jamana. Hear them fashion, smiley culture. Origination, but first let me tell you more about the Cockney who live comfortably and have them yacht by the sea. And when it come to money, most of them have plenty, but where them spend it? In the bookie, lose it all on the dogs or on the GGs, or paying off for them bribes to the Sweeney. So them not gonna do no time for no arm robbery or catching anything that fell off the back of a lorry. Slam bama, jamana, hear them a fashiona. Me stronger, me longer, me at the mic stana. More time in a dance, me chat Panatone, but sometimes me shake out and leave me hometown. And that's when me travel at East London, where after speakers a different man, so that the Cockney can understand. So black man and white man hear them fashion. Cockney say scalper, we scatter. Cockney say rabbit, we chatter. We say bleach, Cockney knock hard. Cockney say terrific, we say walker.
duh. Pop me say blouse, we say guys. Cut me say alright, we say heights. We say pants, cut me say stride. Sweet as a nut. Just level vibes, sin.
Fully material, strictly speaking, I was 4 foot tall, ever free from aching. I found a school and bought some tattooing. A great punk for life on my arm with a safety pin. I was sleeping in a park and selling the big issue. But this ain't no soft story, so don't reach for the tissue. Cause these Spanish punks, they took me under their wing. Opened the squat and clap and come and they let me move in. This place was fucking huge, I couldn't believe my luck. But it was no stranger to the odd rock. I was sharing a room with this bloke called Jeff. He had rotten teeth and the world's worst breath. We had such a time graphing up all the walls. Day trips to Brighton when the occasion called. Drinking red wine and coke, playing our music loud. On a shitty old tape player, we sung it proud. Used to see if we had the landlord from the top of the stairs. We can live it forever without care. So let's hang the landlord from the top of the stairs. We'll live like a millionaire. Like a millionaire. We looked out for each other as a group, we were tight. All coppers are bastards, but we were alright. Painting our leather jackets, soaping up our hair. We look like aliens out of anywhere. If the tourists wanted a photo, we would charge them a pound. When we had enough, we'd buy a bottle and pass it around. A bag of cheap glue, Evo stick fix a fix. And whatever we could find, we're thrown into the mix. We used to sing. If we had the landlord from the top of the stairs, we can live it forever without care. So let's hang the landlord from the top of the stairs. We'll live like a millionaire. Like a millionaire. Always blagsy in the gigs for free. Sneaking in our own cans after a robbing spree. Getting chased out the office and halfway down the street. Smiling at the girls we thought looked sweet. And Puff used to give me all his hand-me-downs. He had a great big heart, but he'd done too much brown. Sarah used to look out for me, make sure I was alright. When Alan and the bigger ones got in a fight. All we used to see. If we had the landlord from the top of the stairs, we could live it forever without care. So let's hang the landlord from the top of the stairs. We'll live like a millionaire. Like a millionaire.
Don't let the screws get in your head and fuck you up. Cause when you get out, we'll string that landlord up. We can see if we had the landlord from the top of the stairs. We can live it forever without care. So let's hang the landlord from the top of the stairs. We'll live like a millionaire. If we hang the landlord from the top of the stairs, we can live it forever without care. So let's hang the landlord from the top of the stairs. We'll live like
really there. It's down in the river spring at some hopeless evening, and I loved her for the way she wore her hair. What else happens in rain? It always brings me back to me again. Though it's been so long now since I felt your tears. Thought I'd left it all behind, but here it isn't haunting me another time. And it's still clear as day after all these. And we thought we took our case to the midnight court. Couldn't hear the sinking tread above the sound. So I took one final ride on a horse called Wounded Flag. But he broke his leg and had to be put down. Pour down silence, stay great.
Beneath the stars and knock off Aborigines' motor cars. I used to flog them down the lane. I'd never heard of Wormwood Scrubs. One night a friendly Rosa noticed me fiddling round with an ignition key. He said, "You're just a bloke we need to fill a space in Wormwood Scrubs." He put an hand up on me wrist. I said, "What's this? I shall resist." So with me arm he done the twist, and then he hit me nut. And now I lie in bed and count the stars behind a great big shed of iron bars. I hear the motors going by, and here am I in Wormwood Scrubs. He put an hand on me wrist. I said, "What's this? I shall resist." So with me army done and twist, and then he banged me nut. And now I lie in bed and count the stars. Behind a great big set of iron bars, I hear the motors going by. And here am I in worthless scraps. La-dee-dee. Keep going, lads, now of course I'm out. La-dee-dee. Come on, lads. Evening, dear. Come on, lads. Dee-dee-dee. Come on, lads. Hello, Warden. Nice dog you got.
The neighborhood that I live in, I've always seen as home. At certain times of the evening, it's like an echo song. Got cash in my pocket to last the weekend. And I've got features I quite like and don't mind keeping. But still I walk the side streets home, even when I'm on my own. If I let myself believe all the bad press and all the stories, I wouldn't set a foot outside. You say I live in a bubble, I find the bubbles best.
Had a soft spot for London, the patched and tattered cloak of its history. Some of my best work, obviously. I felt much the same about old Byzantium. You know, you provincial British humans know what it's like when you crack under the weight of lost love or ingested desire and move to London. Your precious miseries there and unpack them, only to find that the city's already assimilated, along with grand Elizabethan passions and mortal Victorian sins. The assimilation's encoded now, in Trafalgar's punk pigeons, in the chemistry lab colours of the underground map, in the thousands of ticking stilettos and downed pints and adulterous smells. Thank you. particulars, and London humbles you with its wealth of generals. You've seen your life. London has seen life.
Fancy a bit of garage. Remember Speed Garage? What happened to that? Maybe you got knocked down and turned into flats, probably. It's a London thing. That's what it's bloody is. It's a London thing, London mix. I used to be so into Speed Garage, like 1997, 1996, 1998. That's what I've heard. But Scott Garcia. Oh dear. Oh, those were the days. And that was, before that, was London by The Real Truesdy Weld. Brilliant. You might hear a little bit more of them very shortly, but that's from Les Aperitifs and Les Digestifs, which is a live, kind of a live CD or special sort of tour CD. Very good, it is too. It has a very good track called Pearly Gates on there. And here we go. It's a London thing. He's not doing it in a minute. But yeah, and then before that was St. Etienne with Side Streets. That's from Tales from the Turnpike House. London thing. It's a DJ thing. I just so wanted to be a garage MC, you can tell, can't you? But yes, it's Tales from the Turnpike House by St. Etienne. I can't understand. I had a brilliant video, and I can't understand why Side Streets wasn't a bigger hit. It was a really, really good song, and it's very true. I do also use the Side Streets. I don't. You know, if you're local, you use the Side Streets, and you don't have to think about, oh, is it? You do. You know, you kind of learn a sort of a London troubled R. A bit like I was on the Underground today, and something kicked off right behind me. In fact, the guy was having an argument with his girlfriend or something, or I don't know, maybe just a random woman. I don't know what was going on. I had my headphones on, but he banged me, and I was like, I looked around, and then I just heard this sort of, you know, this noise from this woman behind him, and he turned around and was like, right, Scarpa. Stuff like that. You just like you said in the song, you just turn due east and due west and run for it. Then before that was the very funny Wormwood Scrubs Tango by Spike Milligan. And where is Wormwood Scrubs? Well, it's sort of Fulham. I've been near there, actually, because I think Paige's, when Paige had her first sort of private view on a photographs, I think I was near there. Not it, no, she wasn't in Wormwood Scrubs prison, I have to hasten to add, no, but right, bit near there. It's kind of Fulham Hammersmith Way. I didn't realise that Wormwood Scrubs is actually, though it sounds terrible, and it has the one, you know, the wonderful advertising of when you mention Wormwood Scrubs, everyone thinks of prison. Apparently, it's the biggest common land in London. I don't know if it's the inner London, or whether that counts. Well, Richmond is a park, isn't it? It's a royal park, so that doesn't count. So yeah, it's the biggest common land in London. I don't know how far that goes out to. But, yeah. That's a fact brought to you by Wikipedia, and it's probably totally wrong. And then before that was South Hampstead Rain by the Beavis Frond, or just Beavis Frond by Miasma. 1987, I think. Certainly. Late 80s, early 90s, yes. And yeah, for playing that, I felt a bit kind of John Peely. Yes. I don't know much. I don't know anything about Beavis Frond, I have to say. It's the kind of thing that you'd expect John Peel to play, and it's sort of psychedelic-y and quite nice. And again, that's a London Nobody Sings track. I just can't believe they did a song about South Hampstead. And then before that was Let's Hand the Landlord by the King Blues from Save the World, Get the Girl. Yes, that's that's something we can all agree on, really. And although I hope my landlord isn't listening. Nah, don't think he does. But probably a good thing he doesn't. But yeah, I do hope. I've heard the grapevine that they might have sold one of their tracks to advertise. What was it? Boots, I think, or something weird like that. And I hope that isn't true. I hope they've just done a Santa likey But yeah, apparently one of the tracks is called Get the Love. And, you know, I heard them do it via Twitter yesterday, and it was a couple of days ago, and they actually copied the King Blues Twitter in, so I don't know whether it's been refuted. Then before that was Cockney Translation by Smiley Culture, and that's, I think, 1984. It was redone in 94, 95, that sort of thing. I think it was in the charts in 84. Get out the crystal. Yes. I never actually went to one of these the twice as nice parties and all that lot. The Speed Garage, a very London invention. Very London scene. It was very much based around London. I think Twice as Nice was actually one of the proto jungle places, and it sort of switched to Speed Garage, and Speed Garage went underground and transformed into grime, I think, pretty much is, and that sort of split off into dubstep and then grime rapping, now we got UK funky, and it kind of endlessly splits off. But for a long time, Speed Garage was like the Wheat Disco Sucks of 1980. It was like it was really popular for about 2 years, 3 years. MJ Cole and all that lot. unfortunately, Craig David and Artful Dodger, I was never a big fan of them, and it's a London thing. But yeah, it was quite a big thing, and then suddenly it's like, yeah, very, very unfashionable. I'm not sure that killed it off, really. I wouldn't have to say. I'd forgot to and say this, I'm really upset that they're going to be getting rid of BBC Radio 6, and or maybe at the end of 2011. It's all I listen to, and the whole BBC thing, the whole sort of the idea of the sort of changing the, was it BBC Trust? Yeah, it was BBC Trust and the review, and I'm not happy about that. It seems like they're abandoning digital radio, and digital radio is the last. I mean, John Peel Wood has been in his grave because the last sort of refuge of anybody who really likes music doesn't really behave like a niche democratic. Oh, it's a new thing, especially for the election. Niche demographic. Is BBC Radio 6, because obviously they could survive on digital radio because they didn't have to kind of, you know, have the massive audiences, but now it's been used against them. You know, my god, Radio 3 uses many times the money for a much lesser audience, much bigger cost per listener, definitely. So it's just a bit crazy. I do hope all the complaints and all the fury means that they'd it saves it. I mean, certainly if you haven't written to the BBC Trust, I think you've got until May 25th. I really recommend you do if you listen to BBC Radio 6, or you just don't want BBC to destroy good music stations. That, I mean, it plays loads. Specifically, it's the only station I know that has a thing that it has to play, I think, one or two Peel sessions, one Peel session an hour. It's so linked into the Peel sessions and the sort of history of BBC Radio for music, and it plays good new music. So I can't know what I'd listen to. I mean, Radio 1 is shit, and Radio 2 is, I'm too young for that. Radio 3, I'm definitely too young for that. Radio 4 is not music at all, it's all mostly spoken word. And good documentaries, but I'd much rather listen to an iPlayer. But yeah, no, I'm not happy about that. Anyway, so you can find out more about Radio Clash by going to the radioclashblog.com, and you can email me at radioclash, I think tim@radioclash.com, I think will work, or the whole radioclash@mutantpop.net, either will work, I think. I think I set up the other one. But I'm going to finish on another real Tuesday Well track, who you will probably hear, which one did I play it in? Oh, yes, in the next show you might hear another track from Sam. There is a great book called The London Book of the Dead, which probably has the best album title for any of the London songs I've played so far. They seem to specialise in London tracks. They are a London band. And Guider's show on Resonance FM is a Clerkenwell Kid, so there's always references to Clerkenwell Kid. And a lot of people know them for the the novelty track, or the they do a mixture, a real mixture of styles actually. But they've done some ambient, they did a lot of sort of stuff which got put onto those kind of, you know, butter bar ambient-y albums, because they got lumped into the whole, you know, the whole stuff with Bent and all. In fact, Bent remixed them. I don't know if there's a link there, but they got linked into that same sort of ambient, you know, the bumblebees and all that. Are they bumblebees? Sun Hits the Sky. I'm rambling, but yeah, they got lumped into that sort of ambient-y scene, Mr. Scruff and all that. And they're not really like that. I mean, they are and they aren't. I mean, they seem to do a real mixture of styles. And this is one of the more humorous, but also it fits into the theme. This is I Love London by the Tuesday World.
Thank you very much, sir.